This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. From State Street and the First Midwest Bank Studio, this is Waddle and Sylvie. WMVP Chicago.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
See, this is glorious. I mean, and it's got so many, like, different meanings because it was a great song on its own from 1984. And then, like, the Cubs in that magical 84 season played it, and they've played it year in, year out, almost every year since. It's just, when you hear those first few chords, Waddle, the beginning of Jump.
Makes you want to jump, doesn't it? Like, yeah. Do you find yourself jumping up and down?
It's still, when I heard that coming out.
Yeah?
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, you got like a 23-inch vertical?
No. Not even that. What was your vertical? 28, you said? 29?
I actually think I went back to my combine stats and think I got to 30.
Could you dunk?
I dunked one time.
Nice.
I had one time, but it was volleyball. I was back
home. You couldn't palm a basketball?
No, I can't. Like, close, but no. But I can.
He's got good hands. We never said he had big hands.
Yeah, I could palm a volleyball like most people. But I remember being, again, like going back to my hometown after, I think it was like in 90 or 91, went back to play basketball with some buddies and was in a gym and actually dunked a volleyball. It's the only time I was ever able to dunk anything.
That's awesome. Nice.
Like, I was, look at me. I'm a crappy athlete. So, I mean, like, for me to be able to dunk even a volleyball was pretty, like, I never did it again. It was only one time. I tried to do it again. It just kept sticking it on the rim.
I could get rim. I could never get the ball over the rim.
That's pretty good, Black. Yeah. I mean, you're not tall.
I used to play basketball, though. 5'10".
That's good leaps.
That is. Yeah. Like, I'm almost 6'1". I could barely do it.
I could touch the rim, couldn't dunk. I could palm a basketball, though.
Yeah.
I think you're making it seem much tougher than it is, a palm a basketball.
You just have to get it in the right spot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
We're talking about a hard time handling a plum,
for crying out loud.
What about a softball? Can you palm a softball?
What about a really big 16-inch Honeycrisp apple? Can you palm one of those?
Yes, I can.
Looks like he's holding
Mr. Big Hands over there, Abdallah, you know?
Oh, he has puny hands. Have you seen Abdallah's hands?
Bigger than Sylvie's, though. I know that.
Little fingers, too.
I'm not a tall person.
It's okay.
You guys have I'm not going to say.
Have a handoff?
What were you going to say?
There's nothing wrong with having a handoff.
We're a while away.
A handoff,
away
like
that.
He pulls like away I'm from handing, center and hands it to him.
A handoff.
You guys should have a handoff.
A handoff.
I mean,
do a bunch of hand drills.
Yes.
You said drills, right?
Yes.
And we're talking about Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen passed away today at the age of 65. And that's why we're playing all the Van Halen songs.
We should play them every day anyway, because it all takes us back to some fine moments.
Yeah. And whether it's David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar.
When we would all beg for a B and be happy with a B, regardless of what we were being judged on.
Van Halen, they get an A.
Totally.
Yeah, but they weren't perfect either. Jed and Theo are Eddie and Alex, right? Even though they're not related. They started this thing.
Is David Ross David Lee Roth?
No,
Sammy Hagar.
Yeah. Joe
Madden was David Lee Roth.
Madden
was David Lee Roth.
And was sent away. David Ross was Sammy Hagar.
The Hagar years.
Yeah.
It makes more alliteration sense for David Ross to be David Lee Roth. But that's the way it goes, yeah.
Who's the bass player? Anthony. His last name was Anthony. Was it Mark Anthony? Wasn't Anthony Michaels an actor? Who was a bass player? You may be right. I don't know. Bass player for Van Halen. Van Halen is...
Michael Anthony.
Isn't that what I said? Or I say Mark Anthony. It's Michael Anthony.
Mark I got Anthony's, it backwards. Didn't Michael I get it
Anthony.
Backwards?
Mark Anthony's singer.
Yeah. Michael Anthony Sobolewski. He's from Chicago. Was born in Chicago.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey there. Hey.
Ask him what his grade is.
Jules.
What's your grade of the bass?
Hey, give him an A++.
So we're talking about, and we're grading stuff too today. So we're talking about Theo's tenure. Can I play you Theo talking about his grade? Because he was asked about this, and then we want to get to Bears. Whether you want to talk about Nagy, the Bears offense, the quarterback situation, Pace's
future.
What
would you give the Bears offense? What grade would you give the Bears offense after 2.5 years?
A D. A D for sure.
I think that's being fair.
Is that a failure? I mean, it's close.
29th in pretty much every meaningful stat last year.
Yeah.
Failed the eye test.
And we're talking about Theo and his future and what you would grade him. And there's a really good poll question out there brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealer. And how many votes have we gotten on this thing already? I just tweeted this out right before the show at 1:30 today. And there's already 8,300 votes.
Woo! And what are the people saying?
62% give Theo an A. And those people feel very strongly that you are not an appreciative Cubs fan if you give him anything but an A.
I think you'd just be judging with a more critical eye. I wouldn't say you're a bad fan.
31.1% give him a B. There's 5.4% giving him a C. They're trolling. And then the D's at 1.7% have nothing better to do than to, like, screw up poll results.
Well, then hold on. Then why did you put
those options?
Then why did you put those down as an option?
Wait, what? You've got to give them something to do.
No, you don't. If it's a definitive A or B, why are C and D an option?
You just took a big blank on all the people who didn't vote A or B.
Maybe there's
just the way I feel. Yeah.
You're a troll. He's grading the voters.
Maybe there's some really harsh parents out there who are like, if you ain't first, you're last. If it's not an A, it might as well be a B, C, or D.
I want to hear some from someone giving him a D. 312-332-3776. Yeah,
we'll give you a voice. Give him a D. You get a voice.
Here's Theo. This is from yesterday, and this is why I was thinking about it, because not only did the memory from 2008 come up when I thought they would never win a World Series, but then Theo was asked a question yesterday. How would he grade his own 9 years with the Cubs?
Yeah, I think when it comes to how I'll talk about the work that I've done, the work that we've done with Tom, it'll be, you know, the same balanced approach with which I look at our players and our team. I think, you know, we've accomplished an awful lot from, you know, winning the division this year under difficult circumstances to, you know, winning the division 3 of the last 5 years, and with a longer view, the getting to the postseason 5 out of 6 years, as was our hope and expectation, the 3 CSs, the World Series. But, you know, as you sort of tout those things and appreciate the importance of becoming an October regular and an upper echelon team that should contend for World Series titles every year, you also have to acknowledge that for as well as we've performed on the October stage, which is where history is written in 15, 16, and 17, you know, that's how much we've fallen short of our expectations and how poorly we've performed in October since. And that's just something that you have to own. And that, again, that's ultimately where, you know, where history is written. So I have a goal of, and I've been open about this. Like, if you go back to the first press conference, that we wanted to build an organization, for which the expectation would be that every October, or just about every October, you know, when you turn on the TV, you see the Cubs playing, and we've done that. But the goal of doing that is to win the World Series and to make deep October runs. And, you know, that's something that was our hallmark at the first 3 years of the 6-year run. It hasn't been the last 3. So we have to own that. The second part of your question, do I feel the same as, you know, I feel the same now, as I felt every day as a Cub, which is honored to be a Cub, privileged to be a Cub, lucky to be a Cub. And I view the world through a Cub-centric lens. So I want to do everything I can to contributing to this team, winning another division next year and having better October performance next year, for setting the organization up for another long run of success, similar to the one that we've had over the last 6 years. So that's where my energies are. And I'm just mindful of my own strengths and my own limitations and my own perspectives. And, you know, I think being self-aware is an important part of being a good leader. And so I bring that into these conversations as well.
Let's take some calls on this. Richard in Lombard, you're on ESPN Richard. 1000. What's up, Richard?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good afternoon.
Listen, I'm going back to the prior conversation. I hope that's okay. But first, I wanted to say, Sylvie Strong.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Of you, and that's what's important in life, man. We can talk about sports all we want to, but that's really what's important.
Amen.
I wanted to talk about the Cubbies because they're my Cubbies. I'm a season ticket holder and frustrated like you wouldn't believe. And I can't give them an A. I cannot. I got to give them a B. They've done a lot. But, man,
Richard, what if you were talking to your 2011 self? Think about how you felt paying for those expensive season tickets in 2011 and Theo walks in the door. And I tell you, hey, over the next 9 years, you're going to get frustrated at times, but you're also going to get to the playoffs almost every year after the team is set up to succeed, and you're going to finally get your World Series.
And that's a wonderful question. And I would respond and say, after 2016, did I think this team should have achieved more? I do. I'm telling you, Schwarbs and Bryant and Riz and all the guys, you know, and the hobby. And why? I don't get it. I it's a $1 million question, and I'm sure Theo asks himself this all the time. But why can't we get there?
Give us a Nancy Kerrigan.
Why? Yeah, you really seem tormented, even though you got your ring. Like, you seem so, you still seem, I said to Jesse, like, there's two stages to this. When you watch the Cubs score one run against the Marlins, it's truly unbelievable. And then there's a part of you that says, oh, it's totally believable. They can't hit. But he seems like he's still really in the unbelievable stage.
I get what Black and Abdallah are saying. Of totally respect. You want to give him a B, give him a B. But when I look at it in total and know where they were coming from and implementing the plan that they put into place to get some of the players they got, at the end, has it been less than satisfying? Yes. But 3 out of the 9 years, if I'm not mistaken, they were in the NLCS, right?
The golden era of the
Cubs. Just for me personally, when the bar is raised and you have high expectations for your team, we always have this kind of generic conversation about, was the season a success or a failure? I think any time you get to the Final Four, which is you put yourself in position to play for the final prize, to me, that's a success. That's just one man's opinion. And they did that 3 out of 9 times. Like, when my team is really good, regardless of what team is that is, my expectation is not that you win it all, but you put yourself in position to represent your conference to win it all. So you get to the National League Championship Series, the NLCS, if you're a Cubs fan. 3 out of 9 times, you've had a really good run, and it's not an A+. But on my scale, I'm giving you a lower level A.
But we were talking about a dynasty, potentially.
You were.
We were talking about, trying to be the Yankees.
If you're only giving out A's for dynasties, then you're barely giving out A's.
Maybe they would have if they would have, you know, gotten rid of Schwarber instead of falling in love with him when they had the chance.
They didn't make mistakes. What would you give Sean Payton as a coach?
Sean Payton as a coach? Well, yeah. We're not talking about coaches. We're talking about an organization.
Mickey Loomis. What would you give Mickey Loomis?
Like, I mean, like, these guys, they won one. Like, Aaron Rodgers won one. Drew Brees won one. Like, there are, like, again, there are dynasties are awesome. And yes, they made mistakes where they could have been dynasties.
Not everybody gets.
If you can't score this an A on its own, then you're not handing out many A's.
Like, you can give out more than one A to a different base. Like, the Giants get an A, their organization, over that same stretch. Like, and there's a difference between, like, for me, an A+ and an A.
I think that you guys are giving him, I still think you guys are giving him an A, and it's like an 87 or 88. How about
no,
an 87?
I'm giving him a 92.
You're giving him like an, but you're grading on a curve. You're grading on the,
yes,
well,
I'm grading on a curve.
So he
yes.
got like an 88, and you're like, well, the rest of the class sucked, so you got an A.
Yes, I'm grading every on not only according to the rest of the curve, but previous performance.
107 years sucked, so you got a, yes. you got a, and you get an A because you got an 87, kid.
True.
You weren't the best, but.
True.
That doesn't mean you had
he
to be the best to get in.
He was the best, though.
No, that's I'm saying over the course of the last 10 years.
When the teacher
years.
Says we're grading on a curve, you look at all the smart kids and he goes, wow, even you suck today. All right. Awesome. All right.
312-332-3776. More of your calls and Bears Talk coming up.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Ooh. Talking about the Van Halen today, we lost a great one. Eddie Van Halen passed away at the age of 65. And playing all the great hits, the distinct sound of Van Halen, reminiscing about the high school years.
Yeah, you know what? I could actually, if I went business up here, I mean, I got party in the back already. I could mullet this thing right now. I haven't had a haircut in like two
Why
and a half.
Oh, let's do that. Let's get you a mullet.
Nah, I don't think so.
What if the Bears?
What's wrong with that?
What the Bears?
The Bears beat the Bucks. You think I should get a mullet?
No, I just think that we should form it into a mullet over the course of the season. See what I'm saying?
With every win?
Yeah. We just
add
a little more.
What are we accomplishing by that?
Awesomeness?
Yeah. I mean, who cares?
Hold on. If Cap can do a unity walk, you don't think Waddle having a mullet won't bring people together for football?
Some could argue that it's already a partial mullet.
It's a
this
unity
city
mullet.
Would go wild for that.
Yeah. For a unity mullet?
No, it doesn't have to be a unity mullet. Just
out there. It's a Waddle mullet. You know what? I lived through. Like, I've exhausted the mullet days. Like, both as a young adult and a regular adult. Like, I was more mullety than anybody.
Think about it. They're back. You could crush some
Billy
beers.
Billy Cyrus
and
hasn't had a mullet as long as I did.
Who's that guy?
Yeah. Stephen Belichick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, too. I think if you can't do it during 2020, during COVID, I mean, when are you going to do it? I take it from a guy who's currently bald. Hair tricks are fun.
Are they?
You know, I will never take for granted hair tricks.
What are the next hair tricks?
Huh?
What is up your sleeve next for hair tricks?
Well, I'll do stuff now. Now,
like, what?
I'll grow a mullet. That's fine.
Listen, yeah. I got the fro popping right now. So
yes, I mean, you know. everything's in style these days. Have you seen Schefter's hair lately on TV? Come on.
There was a time when it looked like it hadn't been cut for a while. I think it's been trimmed since then.
He looked like a neglected dog or something like that.
Wow. Wait till we talk to... Well, we won't talk to shit.
But, he's great, though.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Ryan in Texas. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Tommy and Sylvia. Hey, first, I've listened to you guys a long time. I've been in the military for 16 years, so I've been bouncing around. You guys keep me up with what's going on in Chicago, so I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan, for your service.
Yeah, thank you.
So, if you're not from Chicago, I understand grading Theo, honestly, but if you, I'm a Chicago Cubs lifelong friend. He's A++. 107 years drought. He gave us a championship. That's all he needed to do. He gets an A+ in my book. And if you're a lifelong Cubs fan, he should be an A+, and that's about it.
Okay,
there you go.
People will always remember that.
You do not want to take a class taught by Adam Abdallah because he's not giving you an A.
No, I want to take a class with him.
Yeah.
Jeff in Lamont, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Jeff.
All right, so here, first of all, Waddle, Sylvia, Abdallah Black, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. You get me through the day, so thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Jeff.
All right, first of all, Sylvie, I mean, you got to give him a B, and I'm a diehard White Sox fan, but if Rick Hahn, after tanking as long as we've tanked, to only give us one championship, it's like you said, it's like the Bears. I mean, the Bears in 85, yeah, they won it, and I was only 2 years old, and guess what I've gotten? Garbage since then. The Hawks, you give them an A? I give them an A. They won three championships. You give the Patriots, you give them an A?
Yeah.
I give them an A. In this day and age, you got to tank in order to get championships, which means you got to ride this horrible lane for so long. So, look, I give it up to Theo for everything he's done, but You got to win more than one. And I'll tell you right now, as a White Sox fan, if Rick Hahn pulls off, I hope at least one, I still consider it a failure.
Well, Jeff, come on now. Like,
Jeff,
I was
you just referenced two dynasties, the Chicago Blackhawks and the New England Patriots. You referenced two dynasties.
I want to go back to the Sox with Jeff. Jeff, if we would grade Rick Hahn from the time that he was given autonomy to do what he wants and the time that they decide, let's go from the Chris Sale trade through the next, you know, five more years. If you tell me that they get to the postseason, in counting this year was one, five out of the next 6 years, they get to the championship series three times, and they win one World Series, you're telling me you would say that's a failure and not an A for Rick Hahn?
I do not enjoy the parade down the street. I mean, all right, here's my question.
I love a parade.
Do you guys still, like, look at, like, meet the parents when the guy's standing there and looking at it? He's like, I didn't realize they give out 10th place awards. I didn't realize that. Does everyone get a trophy? I mean, only the A's get the trophy, right? I mean, that's what it is. It's about winning championships, not about just getting there.
Wow, you just dropped the participation trophy on us. That's what you just did.
Getting to the postseason, five out of six.
Like
that,
I mean, it's getting to the postseason, but it's like if you don't win, it's like, what does it do? It just makes you feel good, and then you drop. I mean
that's the Kenny
right
Williams years. The Kenny Williams years
don't give me the Kenny Williams.
That's what
years.
I mean. Like, if you get sustained, when, as a Sox fan, Jeff, have you had sustained success?
Careful.
Do you know what
that's
I mean?
Hard phrase to say.
And
it's never happened.
Black pointed out, 2005 was great, but everything else was garbage, and the Tampa Bay quicken out was, ugh.
Yeah, like you had 08, you had 05, you had 01, you won one there. Like, it just, you would have flare-ups like the Cubs, and you know, you it could have been something special the year that there was a strike in the 90s, and you built something really good then, but they didn't win it all. Like, I just don't know if you could be given some of the greatest baseball you've ever seen in your eyes that you would still give it a B.
Okay, give me again. When did Theo get here to take
11.
Over? 11. Okay, in 2011, the Cardinals beat the Rangers in the World Series. In 2012, the Giants beat the Tigers. 2013, the Red Sox beat the Cardinals. 14, the Giants beat the Royals. In 15, the Royals beat the Mets. 16, your Cubs beat the Indians. 17, the Astros beat the Dodgers.
Cheaters.
18, the Red Sox beat the Dodgers.
Kind
and 19,
cheaters.
The Nationals beat the Astros. Of that group of teams, which one of those get A's? I mean, the Red Sox get A's, right? And like you said, those two front offices.
They're two different front offices. Like, Ben Cherington got blown out.
Do the Cardinals, because the Cardinals won one in 11 and got beat in 13, do they get an A?
That's what I mean. There are more than one A. Yes.
That's what I mean. I'm saying there are many.
Black's given an A to the Dodgers because of their sustained run.
So the Dodgers haven't won one, but they've lost in 17 and 18 in the World Series.
I mean, like, I would understand this if you said that they can only get to a B+ because they have not won a World Series. I get that.
They're great every
year.
But
how about if I just give them both A's and say the Dodgers A and the Cubs A isn't as impressive as the Cardinals A or maybe the Red Sox A?
But here's the difference, though. If we're talking about Theo Epstein, we're talking about building a championship and building an organization, right?
Yes.
And also,
from scratch,
allowing that organization to thrive into the future, right?
Yes.
So which of these teams is set up best for the future
right now,
after
the
10-year run?
Yes.
I would say the Cardinals
have the 10-year run, and they're the team that's best set for the future.
But again, Theo built this from scratch. He knocked it all down. And it started from scratch. That's why, like, to say, Waddle, and I know it's factually true, 3 out of 9 years, like, though he did his goal in 11, 12, 13, 14, did everything, like, I think 12 was his first year. Like, again, the goal there wasn't to win the World Series or to compete. It was to tear it down, and to tear it down hard and fast.
Yeah,
that
I don't think
creepy.
I wouldn't say over this stretch he's been the best front office guy. But
Billy Beane get an A? He's damn good. Oh, and he doesn't have a high payroll, but he's never won
it. Anything, championship wise.
But every year they're there. Every year.
That's what I mean. That's why it's kind of subjective.
Yeah.
I mean, I get why.
It's totally subjective.
Listen, the last few years,
Brad Pitt plays
been
you in a movie, you get an A.
Now, isn't that the argument against Theo, is that he had the resources and he did the teardown? Like, wasn't that the detractors the entire time the Cubs are winning 60 ball games, right? And setting up the future? Wasn't that the detractor commentary? Was that Theo has the bankroll to actually put together a competitive team? He doesn't have to completely bottom this out.
Well, they did, though. I mean, but that, if you really want to rebuild, we know this, Chris. Like, you have to. You have to get the number two overall pick to draft Chris Bryant. You have to get top picks, so you hopefully get young hitters. Like, it's all part
of it. Listen, there have been mistakes. There's no question. Like, their drafting hasn't been fantastic recently, has it?
No, that's why they took and they restructured it all. All right, 312-332-3776. And I never asked you the trust at Hallis Hall question yet. I want to do that. Coming up next, we'll continue to take your Theo calls. 312-332-3776 to participate.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Everywhere you look on social media today, everybody is thinking about Eddie Van Halen, who passed away at the age of 65 today, as we celebrate one of the all-time greats, one of the all-time great rock bands, one of the, you know, just the memories from the 80s. Fantastic.
He was one of the cool, like, when we were younger, too, like, he was one of the kings of cool, wasn't he? Had the long, absolutely. Flowing hair, could kill the guitar. Like, was in a band.
All over the stage.
Yeah.
All over the stage. Yeah. Like, every air guitar. Have you ever been in an air guitar contest?
No.
You sound like such a dork.
Yeah. Have you?
Yes. Yeah.
What?
I was in the bar mitzvah circuit.
Whoa,
yeah.
Time out. You've participated in an air guitar contest?
Like, you know, us here when you're in the bar mitzvah circuit and you're going to these parties as 13-year-olds.
Air guitar contest part of the bar mitzvah circuits.
I always told you about the champagne snowball, which you always thought was weird, too.
That sounds like something that I'm not allowed to say it on
here.
Is that like the butterfly effect?
It's not like Clerks, the definition there.
Wow.
That was a slow dance, and the DJ used to come on the air and say when you would be slow dancing with a girl, and then it was time to change partners.
Yeah.
You would pick someone else. They'd say champagne, snowball.
And then Sylvie would do something completely inappropriate and get kicked out of the bar.
Yeah, why was it called that? That's just, you're just putting two words together.
This is before the internet, okay?
All right, everyone. So now it's time for the breakfast taco. All right, breakfast taco.
That's at least a thing. What's a champagne snowball?
Snowball was a kiss on the cheek then, and then you would pick a new partner, okay? So look, we were 13 years old. You had to entertain us for like 3 hours.
You could call it the hunting pack.
Everybody, now it's time for the Cleveland push-up.
It's time for the hunting pack.
It's like a type
of contest.
You
find a new partner, and then you peck someone.
And then, then they'd bring out the limbo stick, okay?
Of course.
And then you would have a contest who could limbo the lowest. And then that person would win, like, a prize. And then you would have the air guitar contest, where the kids would gather around. And those who were brave enough to stand in front of the whole party.
So were you the king of the air guitar contest circuit? Who was?
No, I mean.
Who was? Come on, who was the king of the air guitar contest?
You'd have an Aaron Hodges, a Richard Corner.
Richard Corner, maybe, Dick Corner out here. Yeah, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're Dick Corner to the stage.
What was his signature move?
Corner.
What was his signature move?
They would like it
windmill.
Would be Eddie Van Halen.
You go windmill.
You would watch Eddie Van Halen on the video, and you would do that in the air guitar contest. That's my point of this whole stupid story.
Did you have a move?
No, that's why. Right. When I was 13, black picture awkward. Not that we're changing anything up from when I'm 49. Awkward, dork. You know, just happy to be there, really.
Okay,
just happy you were invited.
Millhouse?
Right?
Yeah, I was.
What's a dance move when everyone's spinning on the ground?
Silly.
What was that? What was that? What was that when everyone was dancing on the ground or spinning on the ground? What was that called?
Breakdancing.
Breakdancing. Did you guys have a breakdancing competition?
Oh, there were some guys who were great at that, too. The worm. You know, what was the move where you would jump over your own leg? The leg would come around, and then the rest of your body would jump over one of the legs.
I think that was called the Geek Special. That was called the You're Never Gonna Date Again.
You wonder why I wasn't dating at that time. You wonder why I wasn't picked for Champagne Snowball.
Champagne Snowball, everybody. Yeah, I know why, because you turned it into something completely inappropriate when you heard Champagne Snowball.
I didn't. I did not. People know.
You do a Richard corner.
All right, can we get...
No. No, the answer's no.
No, right, you, well, no, you guys continue to live. You put yourself you in this Richard corner, and now you're going to paint yourself out of it.
That's right. You took us into your childhood.
What were parties like for you guys when you were younger?
Keg parties in the basement.
13 years old?
What's the problem? And? There was at least one parent in the mobile home we were at.
See, I think Chris and I come from a different... this is how you know we're from a technological advanced generation, where it was just
MTV
kids sitting around playing video games for
Mario Kart
for 10 hours. Like, that's your party. Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah,
it was just sitting around and playing video games.
You know what we used to do, seriously? A lot of times, we would go to bonfires in people's, like farm areas.
Yeah,
bonfires.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Good fire party.
You are Johnny from Cobra Kai.
I'm just saying, like, I mean... some of your friends would have like some property, like a little bit outside of town.
Waddle. Nothing like a good burn, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like the smell of wood smoking.
Yeah. A little chill in
there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It smelled like a lot of smoke.
This is when
you
lay
out
high
a blanket, maybe for the.
You have to.
Yeah. You go.
Were you juggling a soccer ball like Johnny back in Karate Kid?
No, we didn't. I didn't know what soccer was in high school in Cincinnati. I honestly had never seen
football player.
No, I mean, like, honestly, I didn't know what hockey was. I didn't know what soccer was, basically. I knew what it was, but I wasn't very familiar with it.
Because at Moeller, we played football.
Pretty much. One-third of the entire student body was part of the football program.
That's pretty crazy.
1,000 kids there, like 9 through 12. And I want to say 1,100 kids or 1,050 kids at all three levels, freshman, sophomore, and varsity.
Did you have an A team and a B team freshman year?
No, we just had 100 kids on the team.
Wow.
Yeah, we had people. We had more than one person with the same number. Hey, we had
amazing.
A couple of number threes.
That's football country right there.
Yeah, well, what else was there to do, man?
Yeah. All right, so I wanted to ask you guys this question earlier. You have to pick one. Okay, so don't say no, I'm not picking any. Who do you trust the most of these three groups at Hallis Hall? The Ryan Pace group, the Matt Nagy group, or the quarterback group?
I'm going to say the Matt Nagy group.
Black Abdallah? Like,
well, hold on. Is Ryan Pace and the quarterback group the same group?
No. So it's like the performance of the quarterbacks.
No, he's separated.
It's Matt Nagy and it's Ryan Pace. You have the confidence in Ryan Pace, confidence in Matt Nagy. And I'm saying quarterback group because otherwise it would be Trubisky. It would be Trubisky versus Nagy versus Pace. Who do you trust the most? But now it's Foles, and now it's a group of Foles and Trubisky.
I agree with Waddle. I think I trust the coach the most.
That's why at the end of last year, I always said I was more disappointed in the coach than I was the quarterback, because I expected more from the coach than I did the quarterback. And some people may have thought that that was silly. That's just the way I looked at it. I thought things were going to be really cool and really creative and really, you know, exciting. And they haven't been so far for a number of reasons. But, like,
but yeah,
even
you still
now,
trust him the most.
Well, I mean,
I'm with you. You
asked me to give you, like, it's not like I chose out of three really encouraging things.
Right. And that was the reason why I brought it up, because I still picked Nagy of that three, too.
Mary Kill, what's the other one?
blank, you know.
Richard Corner.
Champagne Snowball.
312-332-3776.
What was everyone's answer?
So
Black and I had coach.
I think I'm going to go with coach. The coach. Too. I still, if there's such thing as a Trubisky truther for Nagy, I'm a Nagy.
You said that to me in the hallway a couple hours ago.
I still think he's trying to, I'll use the car analogy. I still think he's Mario Andretti driving a Toyota Camry.
Like, he wants to go fast. I just don't think he's got the tools around him to go fast. And I know he did pick a lot of these players. Like Waddle said, he picked a lot of these players. But when given an option on a menu, if you go to a bad restaurant, all you can pick is bad food. What are you supposed to order?
Yeah, but you know what? I think that's fair.
Yeah.
But why Cordarrelle Patterson instead of David Montgomery at third
and
one?
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Why did you run it coming out of the bye seven times a franchise low on Walter Payton Day?
Walter Payton bobblehead day!
Yes.
I'm sorry. You have to say it like that because
why? I mean, so like, I got questions about everything, but I'm going to stick with what I said.
There's also today, I want to get to one of the all-time worst play-by-play calls in the history of sports. The anniversary is today. We will play that
for
you.
When we come back, there's a team that's pimping other teams right now, and I think it's going to cause some people a little bit of angst.
Okay, that's next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Twins have won the division four times since 2002.
Line drive, base hit! Caught out there, runner tags, here he comes, throw to the plate, on target, and in time! A double play, ends the 10th. Line drive, base hit! Caught out there!
Oh, it's one of the all-time
greats. Did he say... Play it again. Play it again for me.
Twins have won the division four times since 2002.
Line drive, base hit. Caught out there. Runner tags. Here he comes. Throw to the plate. On target. And in time. A double play. Ends the 10th. Line drive, base hit. Caught out there.
Does he say on target or off target?
He said off target, I thought. That's what I mean. It was like a triple whammy because... He said base hit, and then he said tagging up, but it was caught, and he did tag up, but then he said off target, but in time.
Double play!
That's why you got to see it, too. And nothing makes Waddle giggle more than that. That happened, what is it now, 11 years ago today.
Line drive, base hit, caught out there!
What the hell are you talking
old
about?
Old Chip. Chip off the old block. So
by the way, I said to you before the break, there's a team like, and Abdallah and I were laughing a little bit. I don't know how far the Astros are going to go, but they're pissing people off the further they do go. They got past the Twins. Then they beat the A's, was it yesterday in game one?
Game one, they're winning.
They got a 5-2 lead in the seventh in this one. I mean, there's people that are going to be so pissed if they get deep into the American League postseason.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Like, after this series, they're in the ALCS, right? If they get through this?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're in the final four then, in the CS.
That's the ultimate take that.
Julian in Lindenhurst, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Julian?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
We're great.
Sylvie, keep up the battle. I got my sister, she's 3 years in fighting cancer, and it doesn't get easy, you know, but it's a different one than you guys, so God bless.
Thank you, Julian. Appreciate it. My best to her.
Thank you. Going back to Chicago and biting the bullet and continuing on with championships, the 86 Bears, you know, that was really tough. I was 24 at that time, and, you know, you thought they were going to roll, and boy, every Monday morning was a heartbreak time when they didn't do it, and those playoff games were unreal. I think some of the players didn't give Flutie a good shake when they brought him in. You know, you saw what Flutie did after he left the Bears. And if they would have given Flutie a better chance, maybe things would have been different. As far as the Cubs go, listen, we waited a long time for them to do it. And I was blessed enough to be there in Game 7 with two of my buddies. We sat out in the bleachers in 84 and used to have that goofball flipper used to step on our fingers serving beer out there and stuff. But hey, and we were going to San Diego and say, hey, we're up 2-0, we're going to save our money, we're going to go to Detroit. Well, that didn't happen, but years later, all three of us were in Cleveland up in the upper deck when they did it. So, I give Theo an A+. Keep rolling. You know, we can hope for the best. You know, you can look at this move, you can look at that move. The bottom line is they did it. They're sustaining every year. They're in the hunt. And, you know, let's just keep on going. If you want to talk about another team that I was a little part of. I was a ball boy for the DePaul Blue Demons back in 1978. I was in school there, and I was zapping that 79 championship game, and I saw Bird in Magic play. It was unbelievable. But you would think that DePaul was going to come back, and 2 years in a row, they missed free throws and got knocked out. You know, so you want to talk about something that didn't happen that you thought was going to happen? There you go.
You are a true Chicago sports guy. I mean, you're talking about the '86 Bears season. You're talking about '79 DePaul. Like you, my friend, are total Chicago.
And my oldest son, he's named after Mr. Sandberg.
That's awesome. All the best. Thanks for calling, Josh in Orland. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Josh?
Hey guys, how you guys doing, man? I love your show. You guys just crack me up. I'm sitting here waiting, and I'm hearing you guys talking about the keg in the basement. Well, down in Orland Park, it's the kegs in the forest when you're 13.
Okay, that works for me.
Wow. Go ahead to the forest preserve.
That's right. That's right. But anyways, I was just getting back to when you grade upper management. You know, in my opinion, I can't remember the last time I seen Theo Epstein out there throwing a pitch or hitting a ball. I mean, his job is to put his team in position to win. And I'm pretty sure he did that. I'm not even a Cubs fan. I'm a Sox fan. But, I mean, he puts his team in position to win. It's up to his players to go out there and win the championships when they're out there hitting balls and throwing pitches. So I think it's just a little unfair when you're so hard on management. Look, all they can do is get the right players and put them in position to win. It's up to them to deliver.
Well, then the question becomes, are they the right players if they can't deliver in crunch time? And I think that's the question. Like, I gave you these numbers yesterday, Sylvie. Let's go to 2019 when they missed the playoffs, right?
Yeah, September they melted down.
Okay. Chris Bryant hit 31 home runs. Javi Baez hit 29. Schwarber hit 38. Hayward hit 21. Rizzo hit 27. Wilson Contreras hit 24. Like, collectively, their average as a team was .252. Their on-base percentage was .333. Like, I mean, again, look at the home run numbers. Look at the production. Then you got to you didn't even get to the postseason because you didn't hit in crunch time together.
Right.
Like, if you put together a list of players that have a year like that and they don't get to the postseason, that's kind of like, it's hard to explain, isn't it?
I don't know if it's hard to explain. Again, like, but he had Chatwood on a bad deal. There were other things, but
of course,
yeah,
it's not perfect.
But that's why I'm still giving him an A when I zoom out with issues.
Not a solid. Listen, there was no option for an A minus. If truly I had the opportunity to write my own grade in, it would have been an A minus. But I thought it was more of an A than a B, so I chose A. But I would have given them with nuance an A-.
Boys, later in the night, we have the NBA Finals. What do we have before then?
Oh, Bleck and Abdallah, we are going to talk to the master of DVOA, Aaron Schatz, the guy who made DVOA. That's right.
Mr. Schatz.
Yeah, take that, Waddle.
Shots for you, shots for me, shots for everybody.
We'll talk about the best teams in the NFL, the worst teams
what
in
is
the NFL.
What is the DVOA for the Bears offense?
Ooh, I can tell you right now because the DVOA rankings for week four just came out. Hot off the presses.
Pants Chicago. On or off for today's show?
My pants are on. There they are. 27th.
Ugh.
7th defense, though. There's that. And the worst-ranked special teams.
What's new?
The worst-ranked special teams.
30th in special teams.
That's what a blocked punt and penalties will do to you.
Yeah, they're not the worst. They're third to worst.
Yeah. All right. Bleck and Abdallah coming up in 2 short minutes. Thank you to them today. Also to Dan Weider and Jesse Rogers. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Tuesday night.
That was a big threat.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No high from you.
What?
No high from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all and to all a good night.